Let your backbone slide, baby. Let's see what we got.
Hi, we're the Sheepdogs, and we're beating up a bunch of little leaguers.
This jam is amplified, so just glide and let your backbone slide.
He's sitting there, and this guy's on the sidelines like this.
I gotta put the guy in.
Okay, hold on one sec.
See the game, I'm on a mission. Call me a hip hop tic tactician.
That's all I'm doing. That was
horrible. That was what? What did you say, Adam Gontier?
I said that was terrible.
No, it wasn't. Great to see all you guys.
Much music.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Forcing me to sing Justin Timberlake anyway.
That is the voice of Adam Gontier from 3 Days Grace. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And look who's here. I got to say, Maestro Fresh, yes. Wes, early God, on yes. in the days yeah. of OTR, what a thrill to meet you. And you have done so many things since then. Now you're acting in Jerry D's show, right?
Oh, yeah. I play one of the school teachers on Mr. D. So season two is coming up. Real excited.
Good
about
to
that.
See you, my friend.
God bless.
Great to see Jeremy Taggart, too.
Nice to see you.
You're kind of a semi-regular on this show.
That's great.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Always nice.
You and Curry, whenever you're in town, you do the show from the Sheepdogs. Hugely successful. Welcome back, man.
Thanks. First time getting to shoot the gip here.
Shoot the gip. Adam Gontier. You know what that means. Song,
yeah. Shoot the gip?
Yeah.
I'm just going to guess. It means, I don't know.
You don't know.
No, I have no idea.
But first, our national anthem, because you sang the national anthem, right, at the New England Patriots, home to the New York Jets game.
I'm jealous.
I did, yeah. Yeah, I did. And, yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good to see you, man. The NRA of the United States, furious that Bob Costas used the murder-suicide of Jevon Belcher to make a gun control statement. The NRA called it disgusting, and some have called for his firing. No word yet as to whether that was a typo, and they meant firing squad. Mm. Who agrees with the NRA that Costas shouldn't use his platform for that?
Don't look at me.
Don't look at you. What, no, you're not a guest on the show today?
Well,
don't look at me.
As in disagreeing or not, or whatever. Costas, you know, he's on TV. He's supposed to be giving his opinion. He's a talking head.
Barack Obama's president. He seems to be a little bit more of a bleeding heart type person. I'm not going to say that in a bad way. That would be the Republican side. But I do feel that it's not necessarily an opportunity for him to say it, but I still think it's a good thing that he said. I agree with him.
I agree. At the same time, that was a tragic loss. Who saw that happening? You know,
and yeah,
invoking a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
And right before a game.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you write the script for that. So, I mean, I am mad at him for that.
I think in his position, yeah, I think he had full right to come out and say something.
Yeah, I agree with all you guys from the standpoint. I think we all agree that not with the NRA, right? That gun control would be a better thing in the United States. But what's interesting is when a guy says something you agree with, you tend to tolerate the fact that he's making a statement a lot more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for, like, if they said no handguns, then that wouldn't have happened. He wouldn't have come with a shotgun in his jacket or something.
Can the NFL lead the way at all? Here's, like, the sports end of this. The NFL has taken all kinds of stances. Could they do anything in the area of gun control, given the fact that so many NFLers have committed crimes and all kinds of horrible things have happened with handguns?
If that is the case, then yes, absolutely. I think, I mean, you know, if you look at, you know, the fact that it's happened so many times,
Black.
Sure.
They can,
Plaxico Burke's in the club.
Yeah, bringing a gun to the...
He's doing the Dougie.
Yeah, how
he shoots himself in the leg.
Yeah. If you're bringing the...
There should be certain laws or certain things based on the fact you're an NFL player, especially during the season, try to uphold to that, to me.
I don't think the NFL is going to be a leader, though. I think it's mostly about making money.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big money-making
league. And for the NFL, you make a good point, you know, with them getting involved with the, you know, the NRA and that sort of thing.
You're an NFL player, though. You're secure. There's no, you're one of the most taken care of people on the planet. There's no reason.
You know that Tony Dungy said, sorry, what did you say?
Well, not compared to other pro sports.
If they stop the handgun, if they say you're not allowed to have handguns, even if they're bringing the Constitution into it, in the big picture, it doesn't make any sense for someone to be able to do that.
I just meant they're not taken care of when you compare them to, like, baseball players or, you know, other leagues that have better contracts.
Do you know that Tony Dungy, though, asked his players, he said, first day of training camp, I would ask everyone, raise your hand if you had a handgun. And 75% of players, he said, over the course of his career, have owned, operated, held, licensed, unlicensed handguns. Very different story. Do you have a gun?
I do not have
a gun. You have a gun?
Nah.
Do you have a gun?
Nope.
Do you have a gun?
No.
Nope. Me neither. So...
I have a crossbow.
You have a crossbow. I'll ask you more about that.
And he looked creepy
when we return.
Did you see those eyes when he did that?
The Orlando Magic come in and upset the Lakers tonight.
Kobe Bryant had a pointed message for the big Spaniard.
Put your big boy pants on. Come on.
Shocking. More drama in Lakerland.
Put your big boy pants on. Come on.
Pull up your big boy panties and get on with it, all right?
Those were Bob Gainey's words to me, and I took them to heart. Those were almost the same words that Kobe Bryant said to Pau Gasol, who is struggling under Coach Mike D'Antoni's new system. He said he's got to put his big boy pants on. Do you say that's good leadership or what?
I say it's great leadership, understand? You got to make adjustments. What happened last year is what happened last year. It's a whole different season. And how many championships Kobe has now?
Five. You know what?
Five?
It's also, you know, the point where there's the bully in the playground. If the team isn't doing well, you got to blame somebody. I don't think it makes any sense to blame somebody like that.
I don't think you necessarily.
As a Hall of Famer, possibly, you know, by doing that, you're not going to get us in the team anywhere, I don't think.
Yeah, you don't have to blame one person. If you are going to, you know, specifically pick one guy out.
I will agree, though.
There's a way that you can say it. And there's a way that you can approach that player, you know, and whether or not he did it the right way is probably.
Superstars are sensitive, Maestro.
That's the issue.
The other thing
too
is that we don't know. We don't really know exactly what he said.
It shouldn't have been out to the public.
You know,
I agree with that much.
You know,
once it hits the fan.
Yeah, that's something that should be done internally.
I think Kobe's kind of a phony. Like, anytime he does this stuff, it's like, I feel like he's always like giving you this diluted version of Michael Jordan, like the way he acts. Like, I mean, he definitely does have like. You know, the hard-nosed kind of killer instinct to be a champion five times over. But
true.
Anytime he says stuff like this, I'm always kind of like, eh, whatever. Like, just suck it up and play. Like,
we get, you know, at the same time, again, we don't know what he said, for the last week, you know.
It's just pretty harsh to say.
It's the bottom line, it shouldn't be out in public.
Right. Sure.
Yes, that's my own thing. Leadership,
yeah,
Mike, I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are obviously basketball fans. Someone take the lead here. The Raps are 4-14.
Oh, my goodness.
You take the lead. Finish the statement. The Toronto Raptors, given where they are right now, should...
Call Vince Carter to come back and say...
No.
There's no cartilage.
Because you hung out with Shinehead, I'm going to give you that one. but I got to say, those big boy pants that he was talking about should be maybe Raptors pants, and that would solve the whole issue. Get Bargnani to go... for the Lakers, and then we got something starting here. I'm cool with that.
Can you imagine Bargnani playing with the Lakers and playing with Kobe? Kobe would eat him alive, man. I mean, like,
you'd see the real
Bargnani scene. Doesn't seem to be that resilient when it comes to, you know, criticism. I think it'd be really tough for him.
But if he was just a guy standing on the perimeter jacking wide open threes for the Lakers as like their fifth, sixth option, I think he could actually thrive. I think that he's proven he can't be the number one guy. And, you know, I don't think DeMar DeRozan can do that either. The Raptors have... like six or seven players that should be your sixth or seventh best player. Like, they don't have any
there's an element of
first or second or third good players.
There's an element of spark that's worth working towards. Like, I think Lowry's a brilliant player, but there's an element of, like, we got to blow up and start over almost.
Yeah,
it might be Colangelo's head that'll have to do that.
You got to make a change, man. That's all there is to it. A change needs to be made for this team.
You like the old Primo Bargnani pasta commercials?
What did you say, Maestro?
I don't even like their commercial, man. Who did the Raptor commercial?
See, that's the thing, too. I mean, we're in this grand scheme of things, the Raptors in Toronto, I mean, really, who, you know, I don't know.
Listen, this is my city. I was born and raised here. I want the best for them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they got a lot of work they have to do.
How about this? Do you think a superstar player would ever come to Toronto? I don't know if
they don't want that 13% extra, right? That's scaring them away.
So much is made about people wanting to live in like L.A., Miami, beach destinations, party destinations.
Yeah, but
Toronto's a great city, but I don't think your average basketball player thinks of Toronto as an exciting
but
city.
It's a huge problem.
You know, no offense, there's, you know, the New Orleans or Charlotte. I don't think we're nearly towards the bottom of that list.
Got to ask Adam, what's going on in Peterborough?
In Peterborough?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
Okay, let me check the email that I got, which said moments ago. Okay, 3 days of giving.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So here, Sean is wondering if we can ask Adam about the 3 days of giving event next week in Peterborough.
You just got this.
I just got it now.
Okay. Cool. Oh. Wait, my phone. No, I'm just.
The website.
December 11th, 12th, and 13th, we're playing. 3 Days Grace is playing three shows at a place called The Venue, and it's called 3 Days of Giving. We're raising money for three separate charities.
That was fun.
Yeah. Good. So the first charity, the James Fund. The second charity is RoadRecovery.org, and the third is the Herbie Fund.
Good for you for doing that.
Yeah. So that's what's happening in December.
More in a moment.
Yeah.
See, we are not totally sure if that's a promotional video for the KHL or perhaps for a coming soon to a strip joint near you promo. So, NHL players, owners meeting without the big guys around. Not sure the status of that. We could already have heard word as we're taping this. But you guys be the owners. You guys be the players. Go settle this thing.
Let's play hockey.
Yeah, listen, I want to play.
You guys want to play hockey? Me?
Listen, cut your ponytail, right? Oh. All right. You guys are expendable. Right.
You know, work for Yager. He had a nice flow. Let's not go too.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, it doesn't come down to the hair. I just want to play. You know, I want to get on the ice and play. And I'm getting tired.
So play.
We know you're trying to cut us off at the knees. We already had our knees.
I'm trying to cut your ponytail, bro.
That's right. There's nothing funny about that.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
There's people starving every day.
Okay.
There's people that are making.
Hold on. This is terrible. No one's solving anything. Okay.
No,
you make a proposal. Ewan, you make a proposal to them. One line, say what you want to see happen to get an agreement.
I'm afraid I don't really know what the tenets of the
lockout
are.
It ain't the stone. We are the diamonds. You can't take the diamonds away.
Good. This guy's good.
We need to make this work. The players want to play.
The players want to play.
Nobody's saying anything.
No one's saying anything. I want to hit the ice, okay? 75% of the players want to hit the ice, want to play. We're getting sick of this.
Yeah, of course you want to play. The owners don't want to own. But the question is, what are you willing to give up to play?
We want 40. We'll give you 48%. How about that?
See, that's the problem we have right there, bro.
48%. 52%. We can go out the door.
We're the ones in control here. If you don't want to play, we'll hire
Come to our bowling tournament.
Who are you going to hire? Let's do that. Who are you going to hire? Go to Russia.
Go to Russia.
Those people that we just saw dancing on the screen there.
We don't have to do this.
Okay.
That's
doing this for Canada.
Hockey.
We didn't solve anything. No. I thought, you know what? Yeah, it was my fault. It was a
I love
question.
That ponytail.
Okay, let's go around. I just want to find out what everyone's doing. You got a 25th anniversary of Mike.
Next year is the 25th anniversary. Backbone's still sliding. So I got a new album.
It will never stop sliding.
It'll never stop.
Go to YouTube and see.
I got a brand new song, Reach for the Sky, with Blue Rodeo Classified, and a song with the Trues called I Want to Know.
OLP, you guys are writing right now?
We're writing right now. Hopefully start recording over the winter and, you know, a little podcast with Jay and Dan and fun stuff on the side.
And you guys, the Canadian tour continues for Sheepdogs?
Yes, all the way till December 21st, all the way to Vancouver Island.
Right. And you guys, sheepdogs.com,
yep.
You guys are playing the Horseshoe tonight. So
yes.
Let's all go. You want to go? I'm asking all you guys out. You know, sort of a group OTR thing.
If you go, I get to go.
Hold on, I just want to say Mr. D Season 2 starts in January. Real excited about it.
I remember. Sure. It's been a while. You are the king of promotion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's the best.
As we wrap this up, thanks, guys. Great to see you.
Thank you, man.
As we go to break, we tell you Dikembe Mutombo coming up next. You got to stick around to watch this because this guy has got a video game that is absolutely incredible. Funniest thing you've ever seen. You'll see some of that when we return with Dikembe Mutombo.